creating the world's largest airline.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The parent company of American Airlines is in the final stages of putting together a merger with U.S. Airways. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which reports that the combined airline would be the largest in the world. For more, we're joined by Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what do we know about this potential merger?
We know it's very close to happening. It would create a giant airline. American, along with Delta and United, would be now just the big three U.S. global carriers. Add in giant Southwest, the low-cost carrier, and that's most of your U.S. airline industry right there.
And is that the only way to survive right now in this modern landscape of airlines, to be just a huge player?
American, having gone through bankruptcy, would be viable on its own. It's not that they need this to survive at the moment, but going forward, bigger isn't always better, but it does sort of insure you against a lot of the things that can go wrong.
What would it mean for consumers?
Yeah, one reason airlines merge, although they won't quite say it this way, is to control a little more market power. Now, this would still be a rather competitive industry. Generally not huge fare increases in most markets, although there would be a few markets, say a market like Charlotte to Dallas, where right now American and U.S. Airways are the only two airlines competing, and you'd go from choice to no choice. In those markets, perhaps greater increases than in most others, where you might go from four or five choices down to three or four.
And they say in the Wall Street Journal that this airline would be called American Airlines. Now, how do they figure that out?
American is simply the more well-known global brand. In a place like Tokyo, let's say, few people have ever heard of U.S. Airways, whereas they already know American. So it's almost always, regardless of who ends up running the airline, the bigger airline whose name ends up sticking.
Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly, thanks as always.
Thank you.